Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. We are back in a brand new year. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. There's no such thing as Friday. There's only Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors for the year. Mendy Zipporah Fishman, Eschus V'chai Rivka Bas Zipporah Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Here comes that siren, and we are ready for the Heligah and the Holy Shabbos. This is no ordinary Shabbos. I know I say that almost every week, because almost every week is not an ordinary Shabbos. Every week there is something special about Shabbos, because each Shabbos is only special for that week. But this is really a special Shabbos. This is what we call Shabbos Bereishis. We don't call it Shabbos Parshas Bereishis. We call it Shabbos Bereishis. The Heligah Tzemach Tzedek, many other tzaddikim explained that even though Rosh Hashanah was already a couple of weeks ago, even though we've been into the new year already for a couple of weeks, in many ways, Shabbos Bereishis really is the beginning of the new year. This is it. This is the first parsha. We rolled that Torah all the way back to the beginning. This is all the Yomim Tovim are now in the rearview mirror. People have packed up. They've gone home. We've cleaned up. We've gone back to school, back to work. Life has resumed. And even though we only made Havdalah from Yontif on Tuesday night, we're literally a few days later. Many don't want to be shopping and cooking. Others don't want to be cooking up drushes again. And yet Shabbos Bereishis. This is it. Everything follows the beginning. Everything follows the Bereishis, the very beginning. So we got to get it together and get excited. And we get excited Shabbos Bereishis. It's not just Shabbos Parshas Bereishis. It's Shabbos Bereishis. This is the Shabbos of new beginnings. This is the Shabbos of fresh start. This is the Shabbos of doing it all over again. And the Tzemach Tzedek and others explained that each year has its own light. Each year has its own energy. Each year, we are different. We're new. We just finished a period of time in which we've promised and pledged to redefine and renew ourselves. Who are we? What is the best of us? What are our goals and ambitions? What do we want to try to achieve this year? What is it? Are we going to work on our relationship with an attitude towards Shabbos? Are we going to work on our trying to learn Shnayim Mikra to review the Parsha, the Sedra each week? Are we going to work on our being patient with Shabbos davening, singing Zmiros? What is going to be our promise, our pledge? How are we going to be different? Tufshin Pei Gimel, how will this be a new us? We're not just living that same year over and over again, but each year there's a new year and a new us. Otherwise, the only thing that changes is the date on the calendar. But it's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be what changes is us. And because it's a new year and a new us, we may be reading those same parshios, but we're reading them from a new angle, with a new light, with a new energy, from a new perspective. Hashem Yechzbarach Machniso Lul Mekol Chamishaychum Sheitor Im Ha'or HaChadash Shoshana Zeh. This year is unique and distinct. It's unlike any year that came before, that will come after. Each year has its own energy to it. And therefore, when we read the very same parshios, we sit at the very same Shabbos table, we eat the same Shabbos foods, and we sing the same Shabbos miros, but they're entirely new because they're entirely new to us. So that's why this week needs a new chizuk. To read Parshas Bereishis, we didn't have a lot of time to be Marbe Sedra, to learn it this week with Yontif taking up almost half the week. But we have to bring that attitude of freshness and of newness, of that new energy, of that new energy. Because every week we live in the Parsha. Every week the Parsha is our compass. It calibrates our way. It's not a coincidence or random. We don't read those parshas in that time. There's always something special. We live with it. It gives us the rhythm to our life and the energy of our life. So for a Jew to go through a week and not even know what parsha it is, to not know what parsha it is, the parsha is what helps us navigate. It's the ways of our week. And even though it's the same parsha, but nevertheless, it's a new us, and we bring a new attitude, a new approach to the way that we appreciate and the way that we view it. So it's not just Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, it is Shabbos Bereishis. It is a new year and a new us and a new relationship to Shabbos. I'm looking forward to resuming our learning of the new Sefer Rav Itcher Meyer came out with Bayam Derechecha on Shabbos. We read the introduction. I'm looking forward to getting into it over the next Fridays together. Let's just start a little taste of it, even though we're still recovering our voices from Simchas Torah, which is the way it should be. If you had a voice on Motzei Simchas Torah, it's questionable whether you really had a Simchas Torah. If you really had a Simchas Torah, you probably shouldn't have a voice. So we're still recovering it. So we're on to the Eich Zochen, the Psichas HaSefer. Eich Zochen LaHargish Or HaShabbos. This is Richard Meyer. How can we merit? How do we merit to feel the light of Shabbos? Shabbos is different than every other day of the week. It's not just that we have all kinds of laws and rules and regulations. It's not just that we disconnect and detach from the 39 creative labors or from the world of technology, but there's a different light. Shabbos is a different light. Shabbos is a different neshama yisera. We spend so much time defining and talking about. So how can we feel it? How do we feel it? How do we practice that bittul? How do we relinquish and nullify our sense of selves and immerse ourselves entirely, bask in the light of Hashem, the light of Shabbos, leaning in and feeling a more expansive and a bigger, a broader version of our neshama? So first of all, Yesod Aleph, the first principle, he says, L'chapes es hashchina. You have to be looking for God. If you're not looking for God, you're almost sure to not find Him. If you're not looking for God, it's almost certain that you won't find Him. You have to be yearning and longing and looking and searching. You have to be hungry and thirsty. To be a mevakesh Hashem, to be tzama, to be thirsty. David HaMelech describes he was thirsty to drink from, to bask in, to find, to feel the love of Hashem. So number one for Shabbos is to say, I'm disconnecting, turning off technology. I'm not thinking about my to-do list. I'm not thinking about whatever might have aggravated me or wherever I went wrong, my failures. But I'm going to lean into Shabbos. Kirvas Elokim. I'm going to feel the presence, the love, the affection. I'm going to spend time with Hashem. I have to be looking for it. I have to be looking for it. Sometimes it's a family reunion. Sometimes one is seeing parents you haven't seen in a long time, or grandchildren, children you haven't seen in a long time. What's the agenda? What's the goal? What are you looking to get out of it? How do you want to spend time? Do you want to feel closer by the end of that visit, by the end of that time? Shabbos is not just another day on the calendar. Shabbos is not, we've had so much yom tov we can do without Shabbos. We always need Shabbos to plug in and to recharge and to reconnect and to feel that connection. L'ratos es or HaShabbos. I'm not reading it to you inside, but this is the overview. This is the Rashi Prakam, the titles. L'ratos es or HaShabbos, to want the light of Shabbos. Again, if you don't open a window or a door, if you don't make a crack, the light can't come in. If you're not looking for Hashem, you're not going to find Him. So what are we doing on Friday in anticipation, in longing? What are we looking forward to getting? How do we want to on Motzei Shabbos feel? Oh, what a geshmak Shabbos. Those meals, those Divrei Torah, those games, those zmiros, the shiurim I went to, the davening that I had, the rest that I took, the book that I read. However you experience the Shabbos, what's the goal? What's the goal that on Motzei Shabbos you'll be able to ask each other, how was Shabbos? And you'll be able to answer about what was Shabbos? What was Shabbos? That's got to be part of the agenda of Shabbos. I'll tell you something interesting. We have a long-standing tradition from actually my brother and sister-in-law in Eretz Yisrael that at a time most of their family was in America. Today, we're the only ones of all the siblings and parents in America, and they still do it. They read a Motzei Shabbos email. Because of the time difference, by the time Shabbos is over in America, they're asleep in Israel. So as to not have to wait till Sunday to find out how someone Shabbos was, they write an email. We, with our children who live in Israel, we have a Motzei Shabbos WhatsApp voice note. We leave them a voice note they leave us a voice note when their Shabbos is over. After Havdalah, we can play and hear. We leave them a voice note so they can wake up Sunday morning while we're still sleeping to find out how our Shabbos was. Why am I telling you that? Because what goes into a Motzash email? What goes into a Motzash voice note? Do you talk all about, I made this recipe, and we made that recipe, and there were charcuterie boards, and there was a meat and a chicken and four sides and seven desserts, and you won't believe it? Is that the sum total of how was your Shabbos? Or do you talk about the Zmiros? This person davened. Listen to the tune they used for Kedusha. We sat at the table for hours. This was a fascinating conversation that we had. We laughed. We had fun. We read. We learned. What goes into? If you were to every Motzei Shabbos leave a voice note for someone you love to tell them how was your Shabbos, what would you include in that voice note? What would capture or summarize or best communicate what is most important for your Shabbos? The ingredients, the menu, beautiful, important, enhanced Shabbos enormously, can include that too, especially if you're not the one who made it. You say, oh, your mother made the most incredible Shabbos. She made this, this, and that, this, and my favorite dish. Beautiful. It's part of it. Is that the majority of it? Or do you talk about what a geshmak Dvar Torah, the Zmiros were incredible. We went to this tish, we went to this oneg, we had Chnosos Orchim, we had these guests. This is what we spoke about. What goes into the Motzash email, the Motzash voice note? What do you cherish and what do you look to take away from Shabbos? How do you capture? How do you turn yourself into a vessel to be able to receive the light of Shabbos? That's true every Shabbos. It's especially true Shabbos Bereishis. Not Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, Shabbos Bereishis. Wishing everyone a great, fresh, new start, a great new beginning, to be able to read these Parshios with new eyes, with a fresh heart, to come back with a new sense of selves. This is a new year. This is a new beginning. Should be filled with bracha. Stay happy, stay holy, and stay healthy. Oh, Shabbos. We'll get Shabbos, everybody.